Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. Where can you find resources for some of your deepest needs during COVID? Well, presently, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, or HIM, have been broadcasting monthly webinars to help church leaders on topics such as mental health, including depression, suicide, coping, topics for parenting, or COVID, teenage anxiety, and prayer. For example, their recent Is God Mute program, all this available at himonline.org. Dan Chan, the co-founder of HIM, is with us today, and we pause, as we typically do at the beginning of our shows, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you, to lead you, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. I mean, no matter what you're facing or what you're going through, no matter how overwhelming things might be in this COVID era, there's always hope in Christ. In the one who loves you and knows you, the one who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Yes, he shed his blood on that cross. He was buried, shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried and rose again on the third day. And the resurrected Christ, the one who has touched the heart of Dan Chan, is reaching out to you today. The Reverend Dr. Dan Chan has been senior pastor at First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu for 25 years. He co-founded HIM, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, with his wife, Pam. They are both fourth-generation Hawaii-born. Dan and Pam have three children. And this is a pre-recorded show with Dan. What I'd like to ask you to do and invite you to do is to listen to what he shares. I think it's so timely for the moment. So here's Dan, and I'll be back with you in a few moments. Dan, welcome to our show.
So great to be with you, Danny. It's always a pleasure to talk story with you.
How would you compare this period of ministry, let's say in view of past decades, as you've served God's people?
Boy, I would say it's unlike any other season or chapter we have had. I mean, tremendous turnover and not being together all the time in all the ways we want to. So you have the lack of the in-person touch, and then you have to go high-tech. And that's a huge learning curve for us of how do we go high-tech to still reach people and be with them. And so you've heard the phrase high tech, high touch. Well, this was high tech, low touch. But Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always." So that's cool. Jesus is with us in the high and the low.
Why do you believe God has allowed the pandemic, Dan?
Wow. That's, who has the God's mind fully in that or the crystal ball? But, you know, Danny, I mean, I can think of it in so many multi-levels. But first of all, I should preface it and says, my heart goes out to all those who have lost loved ones who have died in the pandemic and those who are grieving the loss, but also caring for those who are sick, whether in a family or on the front lines in the medical profession or the emergency prep profession. And so I want to preface everything I'm saying that these are tragic times, sad times, and over 250,000 in the country having passed away, and many, many getting sick. And so, so having said that, I want to be careful of how I interpret how God might have allowed the pandemic. First of all, he allows the pandemic just like he allows a lot of things we don't like. We don't like war, but we can be prideful and fight for land that we shouldn't have, fight for power that we shouldn't have. And we have messed up the environment. I don't think there's any disagreement whether we're talking about pollution of the air or the polluting of water or the plastic bottles we put in the ocean. That's all human driven. That's not God. And God doesn't want the war. God doesn't want the pollution. He wants clean air, clean water, clean land. And so in the midst of this, in the midst of this very bad thing, this is not why I would never say he caused the pandemic, but I think this is a time for us to draw closer to God and really kind of strip down and think, you know, what is really essential? What really sustains me in life? What really counts? And so we do less Netflix. We watch, until very recently, less sports that wasn't even available. We attend less sports events. We attend less concerts, maybe no concerts, no sports events. And so it comes back to what is really important when we kind of rinse that out of ourselves. And the test is, can we come out of pandemic even more spiritually mature? Are we going to come out of the pandemic and say, wow, I binged on more Game of Thrones or more on whatever than ever before. And but that's not necessarily good. But have we somehow, having rinsed out some of this stuff, have we really drawn closer to the Lord? Have we served people well? Have we experienced God's presence? And that's the challenge. But why God allowed this? You know, this is a very painful thing, and how we're trying to battle the pandemic now. And there are all sorts of responses, you know, all over the country. Some are feeling you can go all the way from it's a hoax and it's nothing to, you know, let's not believe in science to, hey, what can we do scientifically? And what can we do personally, whether masks or social distancing or what, you know, let's hope for the vaccines that are coming out. But I think overall, I would say in the midst of a very bad situation with pandemic, I know it has helped a lot of ministries to do what they weren't able to do before and have greater results. And that has been the big surprise for a lot of ministries and churches and people's personal lives.
Well, you're alluding to a bright side of things. How has COVID impacted your ministry at First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu at Ko'olau?
Well, for us, of course, like all the churches that started off with no in-person services, and that was super, super hard. It still is. We are one of the, I don't know, few churches or one of many churches who have not gone back in person. And that's for a variety of reasons, all having to do with safety. And I know a lot of churches have chosen to go back to in-person, and they don't feel there's any danger. And it's in their definition of what church is, there has to be that in-touch experience. But for us, for reasons of protection, we have decided not to, and that's not to criticize in any way what other churches have done. But so we poured ourselves into online ministry and had to learn whole new skill sets. And imagine very, very basic, like how do you look into a camera and imagine you're talking to people? And how do you make it interactive so that people are engaged? And how can they chat back and forth? I mean, I had to learn. I didn't even know about the chat panes. I didn't even know about online platforms. And, oh, man, it was so stressful. It's probably one of the most stressful times of my whole life trying to go up the learning curve and figure it all out. But on this end, and now we're, what, 8-9 months down the line, about that, we're stunned by the response. Our attendance has gone up anywhere from 60 to 80%. And the reason for that is many of the people who moved to the mainland, no longer at our church, they can now plug in, and we're seeing in the chat, oh, there's somebody from Florida, there's somebody from Chicago, somebody from California, somebody from England, people who are traveling I think it was Germany or Italy or someplace they were, France, that's where they were, in France. And so people are still connecting, and so that's a wonderful feeling that we're all connected, and those who have moved, they haven't found a church yet, or they want to watch us in addition to their church. So that has been the stunning surprise, and that people are rallying around us, and the giving has been good, as they know this is the way. So we're reaching more people. And
well, it's clearly a time of transition. You're listening to Dr. Dan Chun from First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu at Ko'olau. He's also a co-founder of Hawaiian Islands Ministries. Transitions are stressful at times, especially now. And First Presbyterian Church, under Dan's leadership, has had to go through those challenges. Perhaps you're going through your own transitions within your own family life, home life, transitions at work, transitions financially, transitions of physical well-being, health issues, transitions of many kinds. Well, when we come back, Dr. Dan Chun will share more about the pandemic and how it's impacted the way they have had to change some of the formats of the ministry, not only at church, but at Hawaiian Islands Ministries. You know, they've served the islands for decades through HIM. He's been a pastoral model and mentor to so many leaders in the body of Christ at large. And yet his heart has remained tender to people and sensitive to the things of God, sensitive to the working and of the mighty Holy Spirit. And I believe that today the Spirit is reaching to you, the Spirit of Christ, in Jesus' name. Stay with us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Before his pastoral ministry, Dan Chun was a TV news reporter for KGMB TV News. Then he went on to seminary, followed by a master's degree at the University of Southern California in cinema production. Dan Chun is our guest today, and we're grateful that you're with us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. So grateful you're spending this time with us. I think it's a moment where the Lord will perhaps reveal something to you in a very personal way, maybe a word of encouragement and hope. With Dr. Dan Chun has joined us. This is actually a pre-recorded show with him, but we're talking about the pandemic, the impact of it, and words of hope in not only how to get through, but how to get through in a way that we can thrive going forward. So find out more about him at fpchawaii.org. Again, First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu, fpchawaii.org. And to get this show in its entirety, it's a free podcast. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. So here's more, our pre-recorded show with Dr. Dan Chun.
They know this is the way. So we're reaching more people, and there have been actually more people committing or recommitting their lives to Christ. We've seen a couple hundred do that since March. And that's been shocking to us because we have little buttons that say, you know, raise your hand to commit your life to Christ, or I would like prayer. And so we actually do log it. And we actually do ask, we've done two surveys already, how many people are watching this device? So we know really that we shouldn't exaggerate too high or get too pessimistic or too low. So that has been a shock for us. And bless the staff, they have worked so hard. Everything has gone online. Alpha, youth ministries, young adult ministries, children's ministries, men's ministries. I can't think of any. Divorce care. You know, if somebody out there wants to be part of divorce care, go to our website, fpchawaii.org. We have grief share for those who have lost loved ones. And we'll be starting up, I think, carrying hope for those who are survivors of cancer. And so the staff has worked really hard, completely transforming everything we've done, Bible studies, everything. And we are amazed at how people have responded to that. And we're not necessarily, like other churches, have tons of young adults. Our older generation has had to learn how to do all this online and Zoom meetings and everything. So I'm surprised. And speaking about Zoom meetings, I was reflecting today, when I have a meeting on Zoom, nobody's late. The other way, the old days in person, they walk in late, like, hey, wow, la, la, like, wait. Like, but now, like, they're there early or on time. And so that's very strange. But I think the reason the attendance has gone up, Danny, is because we've taken away a lot of the excuses, right? It's a rainy day. They go, oh, it's raining. I'm not going to go. You know, it may be dangerous, which is valid. You know, we're slippery, so... Or like, oh, I slept in a bit, you know, I'm in my Bora Bora clothes. But now they can just click it on, you know. We don't see what they look like. There's no drive time. And they're just making their coffee or eating a waffle. That's why in my service I say, put down that coffee mug. Put down that fork. Stop eating that pancake, you know. Because I know I got to keep them engaged. Like, and then I say, okay, stand up. Raise your hands. We're going to sing now, you know. And so, but I think one of the reasons our attendance is so high now is because people have, we took away their excuse, right? Like, and they can just plug in. So anyway, well, so that's a surprise for us.
You exude a winsomeness, Dan, that is, one could say it's unparalleled. And that's why I think that there's a buoyancy in spite of, or in the midst of a time like this, where people are having a very rough go at it, not even knowing when the end will come. But to hear you, to hear your thoughts, your reasoning, what a joy. Now, you also, in addition to pastoring at First Press, you co-founded Hawaiian Islands Ministries with Pam. So your wife, Pam Chun, in what ways, Dan, have the pandemic affected Hawaiian Islands Ministries?
Well, one of the sorry. You know, one of the goals of Gwen Oaks Ministries is that we want to build up the local church, and we want people to come together and support one another, and that if it's ever going to be a revival or renewal in the islands, it's not going to be from one church, one pastor, one denomination. We got to do it as allies and friends, and that has always been a big theme with us. And even in the world wars or the Desert Storm, you win when you have allies and friends. You cannot do it by one country alone, even though you may be as powerful as America in military strength. You still need allies. And so, first of all, related to COVID, I'm finding that it has increased the allies part. We are sharing best practices with other churches. People are teaming together. You know, Inspire Church, which was one of the biggest churches, bless their heart. You know, Pastor Mike Kai invites me into their staff, and they're talking about how to do online ministry, and there are other churches there. And we're desperately trying to learn all this, and they have really key people who are well-versed in it and quite talented in it. And so they're teaching us, you know, those of us who aren't very educated about those things. And so it's a team effort that I've never seen before, that there's no competition. It's like, hey, we got to all beat this thing. You know, how can the church still be strong? So that's been a real blessing. But for HIM, the positive, I would say, catapulted us into doing monthly webinars. And we immediately... The first one was about mental health. We knew that the suicide rate was going up. We knew people were depressed. And so we did a two-day, like four or five-talk mental health conference. And over 400 people signed up, and that was amazing. And then we did one for pastors, and Jeff Schulte and 75 pastors signed up to how do we combat burnout. And how do we stay fresh for the journey and still lead our people in uncertainty? And then we did parenting things with Jim Burns and Kara Powell. So how do we work this all out in our marriage and families and raising our kids in the midst of COVID? And then we did Pete Greer from England, who we said, the topic was God on mute. Do we feel at times like, where is God? There's so much suffering right now in my personal life and in the state and in the country. Is God on mute? And we talked about prayer, and sometimes when we feel God's not there, and how do we bring it all back? And John Mark Comer, very popular with the young adults, is going to be speaking on in December. And his whole thing is, you know, when everything is going crazy, how do you know, what to do? And it's from his new book that's coming out of, we don't know what's going to happen, and that's okay. So how do you live in holy uncertainty? So for HIM, we've made this huge turnaround. And, you know, for the conference coming up, we may have to put that completely virtually online because I'm not sure we can all go back into the convention center. And I pray and pray and pray that people will still support our ministry and still attend and still buy tickets. And we have a huge slate of phenomenal people that coming up for that in March. And it's like, John Mark Comer and Francis Chan, and you know, we're hoping there's some others who are super famous who'll be part of it, and it'll be a great conference. So for HIM, you know, talk about that overused word pivot. We have had to pivot like crazy for HIM, and it's also what's new for us. You know, we always charge for our events, but right now we're not charging for any of this, and so we're relying only on donations, and so it's super challenging, but we really want to help the community and scratch where people itch and just talk about the mental stress, talk about the emotional needs, talk about their church, help church leadership stay strong, because many are burning out, many are quitting, pastors I'm talking about, or lay people just getting tired of trying to make it all happen, especially without the in-person connection all the time. Though many churches are having in person.
When you talk about pivot, you did something that you didn't. You and Pam had to make a decision. I imagine with your board this year. I mean, the conference was all. You had a sellout, and all systems go, and then all of a sudden COVID. I think it's still relevant, Dan, to talk about having to pivot. with all systems go, payments made.
Yes.
How did you make that change as it relates to what you just said going forward?
That was super, super hard. It was like 4 or 5 days before we were to launch HIMN 2020. And then to have to shut down. And I still think about it almost every day. Of all the people I invited, the special connections, the networking, the speakers, because, you know, we prayed, we knew these speakers would give great presentations, would change lives, and I invited key leaders from around the country or the world to come in and learn or teach. And, it was so disappointing. But the theme was called Living Hope. And you just have to feel God is in control. He's still on his throne. And, you know, we didn't know if we would survive financially when that all started happening. We had paid for a lot of things and plane tickets and T-shirts. Anybody want a T-shirt? HIMN 2020. just so much. We had spent so much money. I mean, we're 5 days away. You know, it's like you're on the launch pad, right? You're the astronaut, and you're T-minus 10 seconds. It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, oh, abort. Like, what? What do you mean abort? I really believe, and for me, when this happened.
So Dan Chun actually explains what they did, how they pivoted, how they made their changes, being so close to the launch of the HIM annual conference. I don't know about you, but I do wonder if there were certain expectations that you had this year, certain hopes, certain dreams, certain plans that were maybe even unfolding before your very eyes in a very pleasant way. All systems go, you know what I mean? Well, then suddenly things changed. Things shut down. Now, what about investments that you had? Payments that you already made, do you recover those? Did HIM recover? How did they survive? Well, Dan Chun will explain more when we come back. There's nothing quite like learning from someone who has gone through, maybe in a relatable way, yes, but perhaps in a larger way. It gives us a different perspective, but of course, we're talking about perspectives of hope. That's what we want to offer you today through Christ, our Lord. You know, Dan and Pam have been passionate about building church leaders, and they have done that since 1983 through HIM. Dan Chun will be back to share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Since 1993, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, founded by Dan and his wife Pam Chun, well, they've trained 70,000 pastors and lay leaders from most of Hawaii's churches, bringing in the most well-known, effective ministers from all walks of life to train, to equip the body of Christ at large in the islands. But in 2020, the annual conference came to a screeching halt just a few days before the opening. Dan Chun is here to joins us to share that story here at The Good Life Hawaii. Find out more about the ministry of HIM at himonline.org. And this free podcast available for you to share with others at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, let's go back and listen to this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Dan Chun, and I'll be back in a few moments with more.
Right, you're the astronaut, and you can hear T-minus 10 seconds. It goes 5, 4, 3, 2, oh, abort. Like, what? What do you mean abort? So, but, you know, I really believe, and for me, what has happened since COVID, I would say, and I'm not trying to be like ta-da-ta-da and proud about this, but I would say my faith has increased. I just get to the point of saying, God, you're in control, and I'm going to trust you 100%. I'm going to lean into great is your faithfulness, that song we sing. We don't sing great is my faithfulness. We sing great is your faithfulness, God. You're a faithful God. You know, you're not going to let too much harm come to me. And I know some people have gone bankrupt, but we were, you know, for us, Lord, you know, you haven't made us go bankrupt, but if you did, I'll trust you in that. And I think that faith has grown in me, and that's personally how I've been affected by the changes. And I would say everybody has had, well, most people, not maybe everybody, most people have had very strong feelings about the election. And I would say, and I have strong feelings about the election, but I would say, you know, I just got to the point, Lord, you're in control, you're in the throne, and whoever's chosen, we will accept that. And Lord, you know, I'm following you. I'm not following a party. I'm not following an individual. I'm following you. And if I follow you, everything's going to be all right in the long haul. And I would hope most followers of Jesus could come to that point. Or if they're disappointed, it's going to be a bummer 4 years. But if they're elated with the choice, just know it's by God's grace. And so my faith and trust in God has increased. And in a sense, there was no other option for me, Danny. There was no other option. And well, I just choose to have that attitude.
Well, the choice to have that attitude, let's trace back a little bit. And it might lead us, again, back to a bit on politics. But let's think about, you mentioned bankrupt, that you didn't go bankrupt. Someone may be asking or wondering, well, Pastor Dan Chun, Reverend Dr. Dan Chun, how did you make it? How did HIM make it?
You mean realistically?
Realistically,
if you've seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, one of my all-time favorite movies, and it's the Christmas movie, right? And things right. get so bad for, what is the guy's name? George? Is that his name? Anyway, the Jimmy Stewart character. Right now, the viewers or the listeners going, it's George Bailey. That's his name, George Bailey. All right, I just remembered. So George Bailey, due to his uncle losing money for the bank they own, he is going to go bankrupt, and he's going to lose everything. And so he's so depressed, even to the point that he's going to jump off a bridge. And Of course, Clarence the Angel comes and helps him get his feet back, him back onto his feet. The story ends. How does it end? It ends with he's about to go bankrupt, but suddenly all these people he has been good to show up, and they're donating money to make sure that George Bailey doesn't go under. And that's how I felt. We were at the point of, after 37 years, we could possibly lose it all. And then came friends and who made gifts here and there, small and big, to say, we believe in you, HIM. You've been with us for 37 years. We're not going to let you go under. And then, of course, there was this governmental help of the PPP that came in. And then, you know, we negotiated with some of our vendors, and some still wanted their money. And others said, no, you know what, we'll make a deposit for next time. And slowly it all came together. And so we were very fortunate that the community of Hawaii, the churches of Hawaii, stepped forward and said, we don't want HIM to go down. And that's how we pulled through. It was George Bailey. It's a Wonderful Life right at the end. And, you know, when people say, Dan, how can you get all your prayers answered? We're still in the process of seeing how God's going to answer for other things. You know, the church opened a brand new Kaka'ako campus. We spent tons of money remodeling it, and we opened up for 2 weeks, and then the lockdown came. And it's like, oh, my Lord, I can't believe it. Because the business plan, right? You hope you get 100 or 200 people down the line that are supporting you. And now that's not happening. Or, as people know, the Ko'olau Golf Club closed and the restaurant Honey's closed. And that wasn't part of our plan for a variety of reasons, including COVID. They opted out of a 10-year lease, and they opted out earlier. And so we were caught off guard by that. But if I can share a little interesting thing, so that would be seen by bad news by some, and some have even said, gee, Dan, you've what a fail. You know, you bought this land and now the golf course is leaving. Well, number one is we never wanted to run a golf course. We were mandated by the state that we had to. But number two, now that they left September 30, pretty recent, it now expands our mind like, God, what do you want to do with this land? It's 246 acres. And we realize this, the stewardship is really huge. I mean, it's the Vatican is 100 acres. Anaheim Disneyland, not including the hotels, is, or California Adventure, is 85 acres. And so, Lord, what do you want to do with this? And as our mind expanded, you know, even recently in the months, we're thinking, you know what? We could now take it from a community that was just playing golf to a broader community. We could help the sustainability issue, food production for the state. As people are saying, we need more food. That, what is it? 80 to 90% of our food is imported. We need more food, and we could grow food. And maybe if we have like lo'i or taro fields, that we have people helping us harvest it and having youth there, and maybe have them as interns or apprentices. And then a university came to us saying, hey, if you do that, we'll give these kids a college degree. They do online studies and they help you with the farm. We'll give them agriculture, environmental science degrees. And especially if you help underprivileged or disadvantaged youth. And then we're thinking about vocational training. Wow, we got an empty restaurant. We could do farm to table. Maybe we could put tents out. We could have yurts. We could have camping there for the whole community, so all the churches can have their leadership retreats or church retreats there. Maybe we can grow like aquaponics or hydroponics and find new models to really grow. We could have walking and jogging, and that we have the cart paths already built, and it's beautiful land if you've ever been there. And so it just opened up our minds. So we are, again, financially challenged by this. But what is God trying to do with this? And the Netflix founder, you know, said entrepreneurs find it if the idea seems unrealistic, or I think he says crazy, or is not economically sound, he goes, those are the ones that usually make it.
Well, Dan,
we're crazy.
You talk about Netflix, and you speak with such ebullience about what God can do, what God may do, what God will do. When someone was watching a Netflix series, you decided to do something with that time. You could have been watching Netflix, but you did something at Harvard University. What did you do, and how did God open that up, and what happened?
Well, I went to Harvard to take this online course, intensive course for 6 weeks. It was called Sustainability and Leadership, or Change Leadership in the 21st Century. And I had this inkling that we were going to go green on our property. And so sustainability is so important. And then, of course, change leadership, or as the new buzzword is, adaptive leadership, so important. That's what all churches need. How do we change, respond to all the changes going on in our church or our personal lives, our businesses? And so I took that, and, you know, Danny, I was like petrified, like local boy going, you know, with these Harvard people, and they were undergrads or grad students, but they were CEOs and taking this master's course. And I was so intimidated. And I even told you, right, I think I'm going to get a C or lower. And when I took the final exam, it's like I didn't even know for the questions what they were talking about. And I studied really hard on it. But it's like, I don't know, it's either bad recall or I didn't understand the phrasing of the question. But I learned so much. And here's what I learned. One is that I love environmentalists. People to say sustainability, because they already have this passion to save the world, and they'll go against all odds, and they know it's going to be a hard conversion of people to get into recycling or whatever, or to make their land or their car or their diet more green. And I thought, man, if I could just turn them a bit and they all could become followers of Jesus, they would be awesome. They would be phenomenal. You know, they would take on the world, but in the context of Jesus. So
you're listening to Dan Chun, of HIM, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, and First Presbyterian Church of Honolulu there at Ko'olau. He's talking about studying at Harvard. The Lord opened an opportunity for him to take a graduate course on sustainability and change in leadership for the 21st century. What an opportune moment for him in the COVID year. He'll share more about that experience, what he learned, what he gained, and maybe more importantly, how that translates with what the Lord may be preparing him and the ministries that he leads going forward. That's one of the things I appreciate about Dan. And when we come back from our break, as he does share, it's the spirit of a divine opportunity that in spite of the challenges, there are pathways, or a pathway here and there. In the midst of challenge, in the midst of facing a moment where a ministry might not make it. Or what about you? Will a business make it? Will my point of engagement not work out? Is there a pathway out to a new vista, new hopes and opportunities? Well, Dan Chun will share more about that for us when we come back. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, that's right. What do we do in these moments when we feel like we've stalled or things are going backwards and we're jolted into a point of possible hopelessness, even helplessness? Well, some people see the Lord opening up opportunities, and we have Dan Chun with us. He's one of those people, really a reminder of what God can do, even in the midst of the toughest, seemingly most hopeless times. A reminder that there is always hope in Jesus Christ. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Find out more about Pastor Dan Chun at himonline.org. And this program available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now, let's go back to our time with Dr. Dan Chun as he shares words of hope today.
Diet, more green. And I thought, man, if I could just turn them a bit and they all could become followers of Jesus, they would be awesome. They would be phenomenal. You know, they would take on the world, but in the context of Jesus. So they'd be into creation care, but then they'd talk about the creator, the intelligent design behind all of it. And it would just be awesome. So I love being with them. I love learning from them and hearing these great professors, because Harvard has like the best, and their online classes were incredible, and their graphics and their media and the online was amazing. So I was trying to learn a lot. How did they do the online and how to keep it engaged, interactive? Because these were long classes. They were like 3-hour classes online. So you could get pretty bored if it's not engaging, but it was engaging. And so it was changed my life, Danny. And, you know, you have a degree from Harvard. I only took a class from Harvard. So like you somebody, that's why. So, I was so grateful, and you were so supportive of me because I was so petrified. I thought, I am going to fail. This is going to be bad. And you know, I'm older than the undergrad. So it's like, yeah, I took college like 25, 30 years ago, and this is my first class. So like, pretty scary.
Well, your courage is inspiring. Your courage is a blessing. HIM produced its first music video, the Hawaii Blessing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah. What, over 1 million views in 6
months? Yeah, just a few weeks ago,
with
over 1 million.
Or less.
Crazy.
Tell us a story about the Hawaii Blessing.
Well, it was basically that I saw a Pittsburgh church do that song with various churches, and I thought, as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh man, we got to do that. We got to get 25 worship leaders from every single island, from the oldest church, Mokuaikawa, on the Big Island, to the youngest church, which was a church plant, and I think it was Lanai or Molokai. And we got together, and we did this song, and we had a great team that came together, and great talented Hawaii musicians, you know, like Ibua Garza. I had Chaz Momoto, and I had the video people of Kavika Lopez and Dave and Shana Kusumoto. And it was just a unifying thing. It was just an amazing thing. And the worship leaders clicked. And, you know, we had a kind of a viewing party later. And we just felt it was, it could really minister to the world during COVID. And if you want to hear it, it's at thehawaiiblessing.com. Very easy. And And we were amazed. Over 80 countries had viewed it, and over a million views. And we even said, you know, so much of what HAM does for free, not everything, but so much of it. We just said, hey, if you want a free download, just go to thehawaiiblessing.com. And if you want to give a buck or $5 to the food bank, you know, we weren't going to take money on it. You know, give them a buck or give them $5 and then get a free download. We're not going to charge you. And if you don't want to give anything, just get a free download. And we were blown away. Over $23,000 was raised by people generously, you know, getting the download. And so many people said it helps them. I just got an email today from somebody who says they play it over and over and over again. It ministers to them. Sometimes people who are in hospice listen to it over and over. And it's just been helpful for people. And so I'm just so blown away. And you know what? We didn't charge for the song, and churches donated to help us cover the cost because we had to get studios and all that stuff and pay copyright and all that. And bless their hearts. I mean, people, even some guy from Texas, the guy from Texas heard it, and he sent a check to say thank you. This really, he said, I probably listened to it 50 times. So it's amazing. It's the first video that Sam and I, HIM, have produced. And so we were stunned that it went over a million views. And we were saying, maybe in a year, maybe if we're lucky, maybe we'll get a million. And my friend said, unlikely, Dad, unlikely. I said, okay. And by God's grace, it happened.
Dan, you're speaking at a time. You're sharing with me and a listener at a time when the turmoil for some is overwhelming. You preached a message. I read it in a book. It was a Christmas book. Dan, I even borrowed the title of it, and people were touched by the title of the message. But it was a message called "The King Still Has One More Move." What would you say to someone who's going through turmoil right now?
Well, if you are going through a difficult time, maybe relationally, maybe it's a friendship, maybe it's a divorce, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe economically you are stretched, maybe you lost a job or you've been furloughed or things have been cut back. Whether physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever you're going through, yes, I would say the King has one more move. And it came from a movie called The Seventh Seal, in which a knight is playing chess against death. And in the last scene, the death wins, and so the knight will have to die. But if you really study this old black and white Ingmar Bergman film, if you study the game board, you realize the king has one more move. The knight didn't lose, but he just didn't see it. And I would say, to play with the metaphor, in the darkest of your nights, you may not see it, but you have one more move. And it's the king. The King of Kings has one more move for your life. The King of Kings can intercede one more way, and he will show his love to you. He's always talking to you, but sometimes we just don't have our antenna up and active, and we don't have the frequency focused on our radio. But he's talking all the time, and he'll talk to us through a friend or something that you read or your favorite or a Bible verse or a song, or a letter or card will drop by, and then the king might make something happen. And so I would say, don't give up. Have the attitude, I will not give up, no matter what happens, and that the king has one more move. Again, as I think of all the things I've gone through in the church or personally, at the time when I think it's all going to go bad, the king has one more move. You know, if you look in the Bible, you'll see the phrase over and over, and these two words are "but God," and what it means is just when it looks bad, you'll see the phrase that, but God made a move, and but God did this. And over and over and over again, God makes his move, and we just don't always see it. And it is, in Matthew 19:26, Jesus says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Or in Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. So over and over again, this thinking of, but God, you know, a flood sweeps the earth. And then it says in Genesis, but God remembered Noah and his family and all of the animals. And you may feel flooded right now, but God loves you. But God is on the move to help you. The king has one more move.
Dan Chun, we've got about a minute and a half left. Can you lead in prayer? Pray, reach out your hands and pray for our dear listener right now.
I sure will. Lord, I lift up to you these dear listeners out there. For each and every one of them, I pray for a blessing in their life and whatever they're going through, emotionally, spiritually, or physically, may they know that you, the King of Kings, has one more move. May they not lose hope. May even as I'm praying now, your Holy Spirit's filling them, rinsing them, cleansing them, empowering them, refreshing them, comforting them. So thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.
A word from the heart of Dan Chun for a new year, for new beginnings. Dan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. I always love visiting with you, Danny.
Hope-filled words from Dan Chun. Himonline.org. My friend, hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Dan Chun, himonline.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator and co-host, Lani Ka'a, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.